This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be celebrating the birthday of Richard Wagner, born on this day in 1813, with the overture to his opera, The Flying Dutchman. Wagner is one of the biggest names in opera, which is an achievement that he would have readily told you or anyone else asking. He had a bit of an ego. But his operas were revolutionary on many fronts, both musically and dramatically, and he has millions of devoted fans. Now, along with those fans, he has a lot of detractors, and for good reason. Not only are there examples of him being arrogant, egotistical, generally personally unpleasant, there's also the question of whether he was anti-Semitic. And to be fair, it's not much of a question. He wrote a whole essay called Jewishness in Music, and I'll give you a hint, it's not a celebration. There are supporters who will defend him by pointing out that he had numerous Jewish friends and colleagues, including some with whom he was quite close, and then detractors will bring up the fact that he talks about a, quote, natural repugnance against the Jewish nature. You can look up the text, and you can make your own conclusions. It's a bit more complex than it's often made out to be, but it's not good. To this day, no Wagner opera has been staged in the State of Israel. The few times his music has been played there, it's been extremely controversial. I've included Wagner because he's massively important in opera in particular and classical music in general. His musical ideas have influenced countless composers, and honestly, the operas are stunning. He was an incredible composer himself. If you don't want to listen to Wagner, I think that's a perfectly fair view, but I also think you can't tell the story of classical music without him, and that's why I've included him on the podcast. Now, even though it came early in his career, in The Flying Dutchman, you can already hear some of the things that would become a hallmark of his work later in life. First off, take the plot, a Germanic folktale that he turned into an epic tale of cursed fate, true love, and ultimately, redemption. Wagner's operas are overwhelmingly based off folk tales and legends drawn from Germanic traditions, and they're often concerned with the interaction between the material world of people and the spiritual world of ghosts, gods, and magic. Many composers had someone write the libretto, the words, and then the composer would take over and write the music. Wagner kept it all in-house, and he was famously controlling over every aspect of the operas he wrote. He wanted to unite all the arts, music, drama, dance, poetry, even architecture, all together in each opera that he did. And he called the idea Gesamtkunstwerk, literally total work of art. And he eventually even built his own opera house to his own specifications to put on his own operas, conducted by him, in the same exact way that he wanted them to be put on. And that sense of unity comes through in the music. Everything is connected. Rather than the normal concept of separate arias and trios, and now we do a chorus number, now we do a duet, he liked to through-compose his operas. In other words, the music just keeps going. Everything is woven together. Now, like I said, this is his fourth opera. He's just starting to bring a lot of these concepts together, but there are clear indications of the direction he was taking. One example is the use of leitmotifs, which literally means guiding motifs. There's these short musical phrases that signify a character or a theme or an event. They pop up again and again and again as those themes or characters or events come into the story. So, for example, you can listen right at the start of the overture. There's a very clear motif in the brass. That's the Dutchman's motif, and then it'll come up a lot in the piece, always symbolizing him. The overture actually tells the whole story in music before the start of the opera. The Flying Dutchman is a mythical sailor doomed to sail around the world after selling his soul to the devil in exchange for safe passage during a storm. You can hear that the Dutchman's motif is always surrounded by swirling strings and drums, showing the storm constantly surrounding the cursed man and his ship. He can only come ashore once every 7 years. And the opera is about another captain and his beautiful daughter, who falls in love with the Dutchman on one of those rare visits. When it's obvious they can't be together because of the curse, she throws herself into the ocean, an act of pure love that frees him. Her motif is a gentler, lyrical passage that immediately follows the initial storms, and the two motifs interact throughout the overture. Here's the University of Chicago Orchestra with the overture to Wagner's Flying Dutchman.
Thank you.
Such a beautiful ending, showing the redemptive power of love as the girl casts herself into the ocean, and then her and her true love, the Dutchman, are finally reunited in heaven. And all that story happens in the overture, and then it goes right into the opera, where the whole story is told again, this time over the course of about 2 hours. Thanks to the University of Chicago Orchestra for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting them. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be listening to Carl Maria von Weber's Concertino for Clarinet, a piece that helped get him out of a bit of a tricky spot. I'll see you then.